me a word. Yeah, and I was excited about it because I didn't know where I was going to go. I told my wife, I said, well, let me use your office, and I'm going to go up there and do some studying, because she always asked me, as soon as she found out I'm a priest, she said, you got something? I said, it don't just come like that, you know. So the next day, you got something? And I'm explaining, it don't work like that, Key. You know, just chill. Let me have this. So I went upstairs last night, and I started studying, flipping. And she was downstairs, so I walked halfway down the stairs. I say, preaching is hard work. She say, well, you got something? And I'm like, yeah, that's all she kept asking me. I said, I think I do. So went to sleep, woke up this morning, and she looked at me. I say, don't even ask me. You know, leave me alone. Leave me alone. And went back upstairs to the office, and Keish, I got something. Yeah, I got something. Yeah, God is always working. He's working. He always working. And I just thank God for the opportunity to stand before you, because it's hard work. When I say it's hard work, it's because it can't be nothing that I want for myself for you to hear. And when you're dealing with God's people, that's a fragile thing, because you have to take away your emotions. You have to take away the things that you got going on, even your opinion. Some people don't like that. You have to take away your opinion. Yeah, even your opinion has to be nullified. It has to be done away with, because that don't count. The only thing count is what God has for his people. Amen. And that's an important job, because you get a preacher without preparation, they just a performer. You know, we don't have no performers in here. Amen. You know, I learn from some of the best. You know, I sit back and watch everybody. You know, I sit back and watch. I say, this man was well prepared. Sister Price and, you know, the pastor, Reverend Williams, he's a beast. he's something else, man. But I'll sit back and watch, and God will put people in your life that'll prepare you. You know, you can be seated. You can be seated. But I just want to pray real fast. Father, I ask that I be moved out the way, Father God, and that you use me, Father God, in the way that you would want me to be used, Father God, and give the word to the people, Father God, not just the people, but me as well, Father God, for I'm not exempt, Father God, and I just pray that you remove me, Father, right now, and let it be what you want to be said and heard, Father God, in Jesus' name, amen. Yeah, I was on my way to church, and I got a phone call. I was on my way to church the last 2 weeks. I got a phone call. They say, as soon as I pulled up, they say, well, your auntie died. I say, well, okay, I was expecting that. I say, okay. Right about a week before that, my mom say, well, I say, go to the hospital, mama, just see what's going on. So turn around, she had brain surgery. Went for a headache, ended up having to have brain surgery. And I'm like, Lord, what's going on? Then she say, well, my mom in the hospital. She say, you know, they just put your brother in the hospital. I say, he in the hospital too? And I say, well, let me get on down there, see what's really going on. Went down there. And I say, well, I hope it ain't no cancer. The doctor talked to me. They say, well, this cancer came from her lungs into her brain. So I was like, okay, Lord, I see what you got. Because I sit up here and I preach about having faith and telling people to count it all joy when you go through various trials. You know, you throw the Bible verses out there because it ain't happening to me. And I say, well, yeah, because people will do that. So I say, well, Lord, it's happening to me. But I can stand here and still say count it all joy when they go through various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. Yeah, and the Bible say, let patience have what? It's perfect work. See, it's some things that's going on in my life. It's some adversity, but patience is going to be perfected. So I say it's a good day for me today to be here through in the midst of everything, to be able to sit before God's people and preach. So it's a good day for me, because when I'm telling you and it's happening to somebody, God forbid anybody going through, and I sit up here in this pulpit and I say, well, sister, you should do it like this, or count it all joy, this, that, that. I know how you feel. So when I tell you that, you got to understand, in the midst of adversity, you count it all joy. See, I'm finna get to this scripture, but God put it on my heart. Let me tell you something about condition. See, people become conditioned to being in a condition. They say, how do you become conditioned to be in a condition? Well, I can tell you, I'm glad you asked, because people will condition you to accept the condition that you're in. And then make you feel like it's all right. You know, God gonna make a way. But faith is perfected. See, let me get to this scripture. Let me get to this. Let me get to this scripture, because I'm happy to do this today because I got a lot going on. But I can sit here and say, count it all joy. Yeah, it's a good day for me today. It's a good day for me today. But I'm going to read from the book of Mark. Book of Mark, if you want to stand again. The book of Mark, chapter 2, starting at verse 1. Starting at verse 1. Everybody there? Okay, well, let's say that. Yes, sir. All right. All right. It reads, and again, he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noise that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, and so much that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door, and he preached the word unto them. And they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let it down. They let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, why doth this man thus speak blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whether it is easier to say to the sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and take up thy bed and walk. But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, he say to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise, and take up thy bed, and go thy way into thine house. And immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went forth before them all, and so much that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw it on this fashion. Yeah, we ain't never seen that before. You may be seated. Yeah, you may be seated. You may be seated. Yeah. And the name of this is by any means necessary. Yeah, by any means necessary. And I was thinking, I was studying, I was asking God, I say, well, what is the condition? So we see now, we got four brothers. It's four brothers to say that he was born of the four. In the Bible say he was born of four, meaning he had four brothers. So his four brothers was the one that was carrying him. So give you a little backdrop or insight on it. What was happening was Jesus had came into Capernaum and he began to cast out demons and everything. So one of the demons recognized Jesus. He say, Jesus, you come to persecute me before my time? Jesus, not. And Jesus say, shut up. Yeah, he told him to be quiet. So make a long story short, he went back into the city and he began to cast out demons. People was bringing them. They heard that he was coming into Capernaum, so people came from all over the place to where they began to press him. Uh-huh. It said in the Bible they began to press him because when Jesus comes, everybody want to come around. Everybody want to come around. See, some people come for help but no healing. You see, you got people will come to the church and say, well, the church, they don't give. They don't give. Deacon. They say that. Deacon's one of the treasure. They don't give. Or, yeah. Yeah, but you will come for help, but you won't come to be healed. All right. See, that's a condition. Uh-huh. See, people are conditioned to accept the condition. Uh-huh. Yeah, but I'm going to get back to this. So as he began to walk into Capernaum, people came from everywhere. So he went into the house. So when he went into the house, he began to cast out demons again before that. And as he was casting out demons, he just permitted the demons to say nothing. He said, y'all don't say nothing. He was casting them out, but they couldn't speak. So people is looking and they perplexed because Jesus is walking and talking and he casting out demons. The demons can't speak. He muted all the demons. You see what I'm saying? So now once he get into the house, everybody is pressing them in the house. So everybody is everywhere. Just he is in the house and he teaching and preaching. Then you have the scribes and the Pharisees. Those are the smart people. It's some things that's going on. Jesus is in their midst. Yeah. But instead of the people accepting the healing and trying to get healed, they just. are the people. Those are the people, the smart people, the people that go to the back of the Bible and read the dictionary and can hit you with big words, what they call the back of the dictionary, the concordance. Yeah, those are the smart people. You know, the people that learn a few words and then get the, you know, I don't have no college education like that, but I work hard, you know. But at the end of the day, I let the anointing do what it do.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? I let the smart people. I let the smart people do that, you know. Because Paul, he talked about it when God put a thorn in his flesh. He said, it's a thorn in my flesh. He said, I prayed three times. He said, unless I thought highly of myself. Paul was smart. He was one, he said, when it comes to the Pharisees, the laws and everything, he know the law. But Paul, everything that Paul had going on, Paul forsook it for Jesus. You see what I'm saying? Because unless I feel highly of myself, you know, I got some pretty nice suits. You know, I like to think. Yeah, I get them, you know, I go thrifting and stuff. Pretty nice suits. But unless I think too highly of myself, you know, it's some things that I need to do. You see what I'm saying? But it talk about a condition. See, that's a condition. Yeah, people condition their mind to accept the condition that they smarter than God. Yeah, it's something going on. Yeah, in this case, the man was sick. He had the palsies. And then I was researching palsy. I say, well, what is palsy? Palsy is a muscle condition. They have different types of palsy. Palsy is a muscle. It's a muscle condition that causes paralysis. They have cerebral palsy. Yeah, and the other one that happens to your face, it's another type of palsy. It just constricts your muscles. It's when nerves and stuff in your muscles, they constrict. And then I'm not a doctor or an expert on palsy because I don't study it. But I study this Bible. And there's another type of palsy that we don't even look at because palsy restricts. So we have what they call a spiritual palsy. Yeah. Yeah, see, I'm going to tell you about a spiritual palsy. Jermaine, he get up there every day and say, the spirit is moving. See, what is it in your life that's restricting the spirit from moving in your life? Somebody say, I got spiritual palsy. See, it's a whole nother type of palsy. It's a restriction of the spirit. See, that's where the smart people come in. They can sit here, and we can sit here in the choir and doing what they do, and we can sit up here and talk about everything that's going on in the church without participating because that spiritual palsy ain't going to allow a person to throw up their hands. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that spiritual palsy ain't going to allow you to clap your hand when God done brought you through something. That spiritual palsy will stop you from acknowledging what God is doing in your life. That spiritual palsy will call you to call your fellow brethren a hypocrite when he doing the best he can. The spiritual palsy will tell you to talk about such and such because she had a shorter skirt on, but everybody is where they supposed to be. Where would you rather see them at? Them your brothers. Because in the scripture, it say it were four brothers. It were four brothers. They brother had the palsy, and they had to carry them to God by any means necessary. Now, let me tell you something about the constriction of these houses, the construction of these houses. Now, back then in Capernaum, I did a little research. I studied this a little bit. Okay. Yeah, I was serious about that. Yeah, yeah. Did a little research. Now, the houses, it say they was made of brick. It was mortar. Mortar is a very hard brick with which they made. If you study about the Egyptians and stuff, mortar is very hard, and then it's called thatch. They have something that's called thatch.
Yeah, yeah.
Thatch is a chemical that they use to dry the mud to where you can't get through it, and rain can't get through it, nothing can get through it. So Jesus is in this house. Yeah, Jesus is in this house. You have four brothers. They come with their brother. They ask him for healing. There's some things that they need done for their brother because sometimes I can't do it. Yeah, sometimes I need my church family. Yeah, I need my church family. I need that prayer. I need somebody to pray for me that any means necessary type of attitude. See, don't put on Facebook if something going on and somebody say prayers. You know you're not going to do it. Yeah, I'm going to pray for you and your family. You don't even pray. Yeah. Yeah. People put it on Facebook, prayers for you and your family to pray in hands. And then some people go as far as to where I need y'all to pray for me, but I'm not going to tell y'all what I need prayer for because y'all nosy. What are we supposed to pray for? For those of us who pray, what are we supposed to pray for? See, there's some conditions that's going on. Yeah, condition. We become conditioned to the condition. Yeah, how do we get out of that condition? See, I'm going to tell you, I'm glad you asked. I'm going to tell you how. Getting out of condition takes us to break away from that spiritual palsy, the thing that restricts the spirit in our life from moving. You see what I'm saying? Faith is what allows you to move.
Yeah.
See, when the four guys got up on the ceiling, it was some things going on they couldn't even reach. It's some things that's constricting you from reaching. And it say the house was full of people. It's some people in your life that's restricting you.
Yeah.
It's some people that's blocking you from getting to where you need to go. You see what I'm saying? When these four brothers, they begin to carry the man up there that was sick with the palsy. I can imagine that they had to climb the roof. It was some things that they had to go through just to get to Jesus.
All right.
You see what I'm saying? We can sit back and then play church and look the part and everything, but that's not going to get us there. Yeah. It's some things that we have to do, and in order to do that, it is going to take an exercising of our faith. An exercising of our faith. Spiritual things.
Yeah.
It's spiritual things. There's something real deep and spiritual that was going on there. Yeah, with me, because I was looking, I'm like, Lord, they carried this man upstairs, because in order for him to get to the house where Jesus was and say it was a crowd, they had to walk through the crowd, because it's a lot of people in life that's hurting. It's a lot of people that's trying to get there. You're not the only one that need healing. You're not the only one that need deliverance. You're not the only one that need peace. You see what I'm saying? God, man, I remember I was gangbanging. And I was crazy. I say, man, I'm crib crazy, man, cuz this. And I used to be crazy. I used to think I was loped out, couldn't be touched, all that kind of stuff. Y'all don't want to hear that part, though, because y'all just see me on Sunday.
Talking.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Talking.
Yeah, I remember I was into that. So when I come into God, I say, God, I want to be even more aggressive for you, though.
Yeah,
yeah, for you. See, God ain't mute your voice. See, when you out there ripping and running and doing the things you ain't supposed to do, you can get aggressive. Then when it comes to God, you want to be one of the smart people. When it comes to God, we want to keep our mouth shut. But we was aggressive. I was in Dallas. Went to see my mom in the hospital and everything. Went to Dallas. And I said, I'm going to give me some tacos before I hit the road. Grabbed me some tacos, went over there, and the guy told me, he said, Dre, they cuz. I said, what's happening, man? I'm looking, I said, I thought you were through with these three. He said, no, man, what's up? He began to shake my hand, and they got some new gangbanging stuff. No, seriously. Hey, it puzzled me. I'm like, man, I'm looking in your eyes. And see, cause I had to relearn that, to look in your eyes and shake hands. You know, it took me and Price and them. I looked at Price when I first seen him. I'm like, man, I wouldn't even look him in the eye. Cause I had too much going on. You see what I'm saying? But God will give you the boldness that you need to do exactly what you need to do. Yeah, I was in Dallas, though, and he began to shake my hand, and he started maneuvering, though. I mean, this dude was maneuvering. I say, man, if you learned all that, you could just go learn a trade or something. You learn, like, the handshake that he was doing, it was like the Star Trek sign. I mean, this boy was like gangbang crazy. I say, bruh, I took my hand. I say, man, I'll shake your hand. I say, how you been doing, sir? Oh, man, I've been chilling good out here getting it. I said, okay, you out here getting it. I said, I tell you what, I say, don't never shake my hand like that. I say, man, because if I sit there and come out here to Dallas and act like I'm still into that stuff, and then I'm going to go to church Sunday, be clapping hard in the mug, singing Jesus on the Main Line, I say, that don't even match. there's no way that I can do that. He say, man, he looked at me, he say, man, I respect that. I respect that, man. Because at the end of the day, I realized that one way or the other, I would have been faking. I'm either fake here or I'm going to be faking now.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So I'd rather be here. You know what I'm saying? I was like, man, you got to forsake it. When I was a child, I thought like a child. When I became a man, I put away, way child. So God, see, with growth comes expectations. Yeah, with growth comes expectations. See, God don't expect you to stay in the same place. God don't expect you, when he bless you and when he deliver you from something, he don't expect you to just be in that same condition.
Awesome.
See, people will condition you to stay in that same condition because they'll make it sound like it's all right. Even go in the Bible and try to use scripture to back up was not, because we know the truth.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, God say make it plain. All them big words and all the smart people and all that, they'll tell you that the condition is good. Well, maybe God is trying to show you. No, God will hear you when it's time. If he say no, that means no. It's simple as that. It ain't because you was just a bad person that this came upon you, or you ain't. No, we are humans. We susceptible to human behavior, human thing. But God, he could deliver you. See, it's a reason. It was something going on, though. These guys, they begin to climb up the roof. Yeah, they begin to climb up the roof with a bed. It don't say how much he weigh. It don't say how much the bed weigh. But to climb up a roof made of thatch, it don't say how they got up there. But they got the man up there. But that wasn't even half of it. Once they got up there, they had to dig. Yeah. Yep. See, right. Let me tell you something. God will take you where you need to be, put you in a position. But if you don't dig, that's on you. Yeah, if you don't dig, that's on you. See, sometimes we want the easy way out. Yeah, I remember when I was a kid, my mom used to pop popcorn. She put it on the pot and she shake the pot and all that kind of stuff. And we could smell it all through the house and everything. And now all you got to do is put it in the microwave. See, it wasn't so much as us putting it in the microwave out of convenience. It was the experience. See, God will put us in a position to experience. See, it ain't about convenience because he could have snapped his finger and healed him. Sometimes we need the experience. Yeah, we need the experience. There's some things that God would have us to do that other than us going through what we're going through, we won't make it because we develop the strength, spiritual strength by going through what we go through. So, like I say, my auntie died, brother in the hospital, last night got the call, but it's a beautiful day out here, man. Yeah, because I know the Bible say count it all joy. Yeah, it's a great day. Yeah, I have to tell you that it's a great day because I know God is working in my life something that I can't do for myself. And I have an expectation. I have spiritual expectation. You see what I'm saying? Once you come into the knowledge of what's going on, you begin to expect things now. But if you don't come into the knowledge of the blessings of Christ and you don't know what's going on, you don't study, you don't know what's going on, you can't expect the result. See, when I pray for results. You know, I see you on Facebook and this, that, and other. I'm not going to say I'm going to pray for you. If I'm not, I'm just not going to say nothing. I might send a heart, you know what I'm saying, but I'm not going to say nothing. You see what I'm saying? People, I'm going to pray for you and your family. See, it was people sitting there when they lowered the bed. They dug in there. They lowered the bed down. The whole time that Jesus is preaching, it was people in there sitting. And Jesus say he perceived in their heart. See, they wasn't there for healing. They wasn't there for deliverance. Yeah, they was there to spectate. So we got a lot of spectators. Yeah, we have a lot of spectators in the church today. Yeah, why sister such and such always shout? They spectating. Yeah, why sister such and such sang like that? Why every time they get up there, he always praying too long? They got a lot of spectators and not participators. See, because one thing I know is when I expect a breakthrough. See, somebody come to get a breakthrough. Yeah, God is putting us in a position to receive a breakthrough. And the only way to receive that breakthrough is if you get off that bench, stop spectating, and start participating. See, I'm not mad at sister such and such for praying too long because I don't know what he's been through. I'm not mad at brother such and such for singing out loud because I don't know where he's trying to get. But there's some things that God is going to show you that's going to allow you to know as the brother. The brothers was carrying them in there. So when you see that person getting that breakthrough, you grab the bed. Yeah, you grab the bed. You walk with them. Because some people you got to dig for. Some people are just in the way. See, when they begin to dig, they had to dig. They had to climb. They had to dig. But they didn't do it for themselves. They did it for their brother. But it was people. It was obstacles. And there's always obstacles that's going to be in the way. But God say by any means necessary. Yeah, any means necessary. He wants you to dig. You know, sometimes we don't want to work. We don't want to work. We want to sit there. Yeah, we're not going to dig deep. You know, God say, he asked the prayer. He say, who shall I send? He say, send me. Yeah, he say, send me. Like, put me in, coach. Yeah, because people watch the game too long. They spectate. He should have made that shot, but you ain't going to shoot the ball. Yeah, you're not even going to put in the work it takes to get to where they at. So somebody looking for a breakthrough. So when he praying too long, it's something coming. It's something coming. When he's singing too loud for you, yeah, get off your seat and clap with him. Let God work what he going to work. Yeah. You don't hide your light under a bushel. Huh? You don't hide your light under a bushel. You let it shine. And God got some work for us to do. But until we get out of that spiritual palsy, that spiritual isolation, that spiritual stopness in our lives that's allowing the thing they say, the palsy, your muscles cramp up, you become paralyzed. Stop trying to paralyze the spirit and let him run. Yeah. Stop trying to put yourself in a position to be God and sit back and then want to tell everybody how to do what they do, when to do it, but you just going to sit there. Like one of the smart people, because God, he ain't looking for smarts. No, he ain't looking for, he say, true worshipers gonna worship me in spirit and truth. So there's something going on in the spirit that God wants us to know. Yeah, the physical attributes of what's going on is apparent because we live that every day. But there's some spiritual things that's going on in our life. Until we develop the knowledge and the understanding of and the will of God, we're not going to get through that spiritual cramp. You see what I'm saying? There's things going on in our life. We want to break through. We want to break through. So as they begin to dig, I'm getting back on the scripture. As they begin to dig, they begin to dig into the walls. They begin to dig into the house. They begin to dig, fingernails probably scarred up, probably hurting and aching, but they had that any means necessary. See, the thing about the four brothers is they was okay. They didn't have a condition. They didn't have, wasn't nothing wrong with them because they was able to get their brother up there. Yeah, how many people is able to get their brother up there? How many people want to get their brother up there? You see what I'm saying? That's the thing. We have to have the want to because the experience, yeah, experience is experience. I can sit here and we can clap. You can feel motivated. But when you go home, yeah, what about the relationship? You see, it's about it's a relationship. Experience is one thing. I can motivate you and I'm not trying to. You can be motivated. You can say, oh, yeah, say the right thing, get to the house, and it's like nothing ever happened. So ask yourself in your life, what is going to change? Yeah. And then I have to ask me. I say, man, I've been going to Pilgrim Branch going on 12 years now. I say, what done changed? I say, what done changed? Then I begin to see the change. Yeah, yeah, then I get to experience the change. Yeah. Then I became part of the change. Yeah. And I say, well, God is good because God, he talks. Like I can actually, he talks to me. Somebody say, well, how can he hear God? He listens. Those who have an ear, let them hear. They not talking about with this ear.
Amen.
Yeah, those that have an ear, it's something spiritual going on. Yeah. If I have to worship him in spirit and in truth to be a true worshiper, then there's some things that I need to work on in the spirit. Yeah, yeah, that spiritual palsy is what's going to paralyze the spirit from moving in your life. Then you wonder why everything going wrong.
All right.
Yeah, you wonder why everything going wrong. Yeah, spiritual palsy. But anyway, the brothers begin to dig, and they begin to dig, and they begin to dig, and then the crowd, as you can imagine, they looking up. They wonder what's going on. The walls is beginning to cave in. Jesus is there in the midst of them. While Jesus is there, you still got men just sitting there like. It's like being up in here, everybody shouting, spirit is high, and some people just sitting there like.
All right.
On the phone.
Talk to them.
That's scrolling. That's how y'all scroll, scrolling with your thumb. Yeah, just sitting there scrolling, texting. You know what I'm saying? The people out here trying to get a breakthrough, and y'all talking about what somebody got on. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Life is totally more important than that. You see what I'm saying? But there were some things happening as that roof was caving in, that wall was caving in, and then they got in. They got in. You know, they got in. So they began to lower the man down, and you can imagine Jesus, he's sitting there and say that at this point he was teaching. You know, he had cast out the demons that was outside of the house. Now, when he went back into the house, he began to teach now. And they were saying, how is it that this man teach with that much authority? Like, he know what he's doing. He owns something. You know what I'm saying? So Jesus sitting there teaching, and he preaching, and then you got the scribes, the Pharisees, they witnessing the same thing because they in the same place as Jesus. So they looking up at the wall. They seen it break in. I'm sure that Jesus just kept on minding and business, doing what he was doing, and it didn't fade him because it tell you that in the book. So as the bed came down, Jesus looked. Look, when Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, son, thy sins be forgiven. Right. Now, there's a reason for that. It's a reason for that. Look, he come down. They expecting because they done seen everything that Jesus did. He come down. He in the bed. He laying. He probably just sitting there looking at Jesus, blinking. He can't move. So his brothers is like, we know what you did over here in Capernaum. We know what you did. And that they already know because the word, it say the word spread throughout all Judea. So that was a whole region of places. So the word done spread. Everybody's sitting there. The man come down on the bed. They done did all this work. And Jesus just tell him, your sins is forgiven. Your sins is forgiven, but I'm still laying here. Yeah, he's still in the bed. You see what I'm saying? So the brothers, I would be perplexed. Like the man just said, his sins is forgiven, but he's still in the bed. We done climbed, we done did all this and everything. So the scribes and the Pharisees, they reasoned in their heart. So they looking at Jesus like, what in the world did you just say? Yeah, so the man is in the bed. He ain't even moving. Jesus say, since y'all perceived it in y'all heart.
Yeah,
he say, y'all perceived it in y'all heart. He say, now, rise, take up your bed, and walk. Yeah, see, we have to understand something. Spirit in the spirit world, deliverance is going to come before healing. Yeah, see, we'll be in a condition, and we'll have situations going on. God will deliver us before we heal us. Yeah. See, deliverance is important. Deliverance is important. A lot of people, I come for healing, and there's nothing wrong with that, but that condition. We are conditioned in our mind to accept certain things, but God got to deliver you and take you out of a situation before he can do the other work. See, God is like a mechanic. I'm not going to get a car and then get it painted and then fix the motor. Yeah, you on the side of the road, car cleaning them up. Yeah, car clean and ain't going nowhere. See, it's like fixing the motor. God have to deliver you. Yeah, he going to deliver you. Yeah, and then he's going to heal you. See, there's some things that healing is not going to accomplish in the spirit. There's some things that we have to go through and be delivered from before God can even do his real work for you. See, people is watching, though. People are watching. They like, how is it that he dependent on God? Look at him. Look at him. But they don't know it's some things in motion. God has sent some things in motion in our life right now today. How many of y'all know God has sent some things in motion in y'all life? See, there's some things that's going on God got to heal you from before you can be delivered out of that situation. See, God is expecting somebody to worship him. But then you want the healing, but you don't want the deliverance. God, you taking too long. But it's a process. It's a spiritual process that has to be manifested in your life before these things can happen. But God say, let patience have its perfect work. Yeah, he say, let patience have its perfect work. We in a hurry, but we not letting patience have its perfect work. See, instead of talking about your brother, wondering what's going on with your brother, watching your brother receive the breakthrough, and four brothers in the Bible that took their brother up, climbed up there, brung him down, and sat there and expected him to be healed, but they didn't even know what was going on. Yeah, they was looking for one thing. Yeah, they were looking for one thing, but God had something way bigger than that. Then the people that were sitting there spectating, he said, I got something for y'all too. Yeah, rise, take up your bed and walk. See, some of us is laying on a bed of infirmities, whether it's mental, emotionally, physically. You know, we stuck on that bed. See, God is telling us to rise and take up that bed and walk. See, it's been a long time that somebody been in that same situation. But God, he wants to deliver you. He want to deliver you so that healing can come. See, he can heal you first, and then you don't have the mind to accept who delivered you. You see what I'm saying? God want to deliver you because when he do it, you're going to know that it was just him. Yeah, God ain't going to put you in a situation he can't get you out of. Yeah, but it's some things that's going to happen before you can get delivered. First, you have to accept the fact that it's a condition. Yeah, if I don't think nothing wrong, I can't fix it. Yeah, if I have a problem and I don't see what the problem is, then how I'm going to fix it? So it's a part of acknowledging who God is. See, we have to know and we have to accept him and expect him to come into our life to do the wondrous things that he can do because he didn't stop working miracles. Yeah, how many of y'all know God didn't stop working miracles? He didn't stop doing the things that he was doing when he brought the people out of Egypt. He blocked off Pharaoh so they couldn't get to him. And he didn't stop me from getting killed plenty of time. You know, I was in the hospital, stabbed up, sitting there, Lord, I ain't going to never do it again if I get out of here. You got right out the next day smoking. Yeah, the next day smoking. That's why I'm glad God got a better understanding than we do. Yeah, he got a better understanding than we do. But deliverance is important. He say, I say unto thee, arise and take up thy bed and go thy way into thine house. Now, it was something going on there as well because everybody knew that this man had palsy. Yeah, everybody knew that he had palsy. I'm sure they seen him being carried in there. The crowd seen him. Now, he say the palsy is a muscular condition. You can't do no lifting. You can't do nothing. See, God could have just let him get up and walk out the door. He'd have just blended in with the crowd. But it was some things that people needed to see. So the people that were sitting there, the smart people, they sat up there, and he didn't just tell them to get up. He didn't just heal him. He delivered him first. Then he turned around. He say, take up your bed and walk. Because if you got palsy, you can't lift anything. Right. Yeah, if you have a muscle restriction, you can't lift anything. So God put him in a position to lift his bed up. And that was more of the healing for him, but also for you, for me, for everybody else. Because God will put some stuff in there. He going to work his work. And he don't hide his work. You see what I'm saying? God got some things for you that only you can do. God wants you to do it. He going to put you in position to do it. But we got to let go of that spiritual palsy. We got to let go of them emotional blockages. A lot of people sitting around and they don't want you to get to Jesus because they worried about their agenda. But at the end of the day, it's not about their agenda. It's about what God got for you. And by any means necessary, if you don't go get it, you won't have it. Any means necessary.
Thank you for listening to a recent sermon from Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church. We pray that you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church is located at 16813 Huffsmith Corville Road, Houston, Texas, 77070. Our Sunday worship services are held at 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m., with Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. Please come out and join us for worship, study, and fellowship, where our motto is, "We are the branch, but He is the vine."